This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
When you keep on moving, I don't know what to think. When you crawl like that, I'm scared of what I focus on. But the night is young, so we soldier on. You're acting like we'll find out who we are.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, yes, you are so correct, Amundo. It does not matter who the host is. What matters is always and always will be who the listeners are, who the viewers are, because, you know, when you get into this video podcast of the world, you have viewers, which is kind of weird because I've always been a radio guy, face for radio, hide behind the microphone, you know, that kind of stuff. And now you get to digitize and visualize exactly what is going on. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything has been good and grand in the last 24 hours or so, because that's roughly about the last time we got to hang out, unless you were on the Radio Big side of the house, where I kind of go into the plethora of things that we get to do, but that's neither here nor there, as we are talking. By the way, the producers around here have told me to stop putting my hands in front of the camera because I blur the shit out of it, but I talk with my hands. We had to even turn off the reaction stuff from the Mac studio because I kept on getting all the weird hand gestures that would pop up because that's what I do. That's what I do. Anyway, today's Tuesday, March the 12th of 2024, day 72nd of the year, and only 294 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Yep, getting to hang out with our friends at Radio Big. Always a good time as we do our things over there. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. So don't worry, because, you know, we don't have any doubt or outers in regards to that. So if you are new to hanging out with us, welcome if this is your first time. And if you are a returning gal or guy that wants to hang out with us, well, thank you for coming back. So our show consists of Safety in the News, News and Safety. That's just really what the whole consensus of it is. So we talk about what's going on in real time inside of the news, and then we talk about some safety aspects for you to go back to and discuss if you so care to do so. That's kind of the concept of the show. Simple process. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. Yeah, that's callinradio.com. We'll get you moving and grooving, no doubt about that. So you don't have to worry about that. Once you get there, video, audio, and text messagings are the offerings that we have for you right there. And that's kind of the good gig. That's the good gig of all the stuff that we get to do. So that's what it is. So with that being said, a lot of stuff going on today. Let me explain. Number one, I already told you that it's Tuesday. You already know that it's the 12th because you're more than likely awake. If not, we're having a hard time with what's going on. But today, if you hang out on Safety FM with Jay Allen, that's the podcast that will drop around noontime, give or take. Guess what? It is the 600th episode today. Yeah, 600. 600. Yeah, would have never gathered or garnered or thought of or gave any idea that we would be 600 episodes in to that thing. I mean, that's crazy. I can't even fathom that. But then again, we're at 900 and change in this one. So who even knows what's going on? What is going on with this multiverse of ours? But anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about all the shit that's trending, because it's important. I've been told it's important, so let's talk about it.
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look around, tragedy strikes two dog sled teams right there. And then we're also going to talk Florida manages spring break expectations, which I don't know if you've heard anything coming out of South Florida, but we'll get into some of that. Taylor and Travis travel back from Singapore for the Oscars after parties. Good for them. Zach Galifianakis joins the cast of a hit Hulu show, and Conan O'Brien returns to TV. We'll talk about that stuff. Also, some clarity on the Royal Photo Saga, if you care to hear more about that. Yeah, because that's what I need. I need some saga about some photos. That sounds like a good time. So there you go. That's it. That's the whole kit and caboodle right there. So what's going to happen now is I'm going to bring some Mark Mayfield in, and he's going to talk. He's going to tell you about what the hell's going on in the news. I'm going to sit back and relax for a few moments as he comes in and tells you all that stuff. And then we'll come back and do all the stuff together. Now, keep in mind that he's telling you news that is going on in real time. Like, real time, real time. Like, I'm getting it right off of right off the feed. That's how quick it is in regards to what's going on. I'm looking at the stuff that he's telling you right there in that particular moment in time. So, there you go. Let's start talking to him right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. President Biden is calling on Congress to work with his administration to lower health care costs.
I'm thinking about millions of Americans out there who are lying in bed at night staring at the ceiling wondering, what happens to me? How am I going to pay for it?
While speaking in New Hampshire on Monday, the president outlined his health care agenda, which includes expanding the Affordable Care Act and capping out-of-pocket drug costs for seniors on Medicare. He contrasted his plan with Republican lawmakers who, he says, want to repeal Obamacare and put Social Security and Medicare on the chopping block. He called out Republican frontrunner former President Trump by name, who on Monday floated the idea of cutting spending on entitlement programs, but later tried to clarify, saying he was talking about cutting waste. Several states will hold presidential primaries Tuesday on the path to the November general election. Voters head to the polls in Georgia, Hawaii, Mississippi, and Washington. This is both President Biden and former President Donald Trump are just about guaranteed assured to win their party's nominations. Trump is expected to clinch the nomination when the voting is done, Biden probably by next week. Both candidates held dueling rallies in Georgia Saturday as they campaign to win that crucial swing state in November. Airbnb is banning the use of indoor security cameras at all of its global listings. Brian Shook explains.
The company says they want to simplify their policy on cameras and prioritize the privacy of our community. In a press release on the company website, they write, historically, the company has allowed indoor cameras as long as they were in common areas and the location was disclosed. Now they will not be allowed inside the listing regardless of their location. I'm Brian Shook.
A meat manufacturer, Johnsonville, is recalling more than 35,000 pounds of meat after multiple reports of black rubber. The Wisconsin-based company recalled its ready-to-eat Polish kielbasa turkey sausage after at least two consumers reported the material. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
From feature story news in New Delhi, I'm Neha Punia. Donald Trump is seeking to derail the first of his criminal trials. Trump faces 34 counts connected to allegations that he paid hush money to a porn star ahead of the 2016 presidential election. The U.S. says Washington will do whatever it takes to curb China's access to high-tech semiconductors. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency is visiting Japan for a progress report on the discharge of treated nuclear wastewater into the Pacific Ocean.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
Top intelligence officials are warning of the greatest threats facing the U.S. and the world. Lisa Taylor reports.
During a hearing on Capitol Hill Monday, Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines says authoritarian powers are increasing, trying to undermine U.S. interests. She warned that China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea are expanding cooperation with one another, highlighting the need for sustained U.S. leadership. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A new report says the U.S. government must act quickly to avoid the risks of artificial intelligence. Those risks range from national security threats to, in a theorized extreme case, an extinction-level threat to the human species. The report, commissioned by the State Department, was released on Monday. It was compiled after talking with more than 200 government employees, experts, and workers at cutting-edge AI companies. Muhammad Ali will be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame next month. Trey Thomas fills us in.
The boxing legend made multiple appearances at pro wrestling events throughout his storied career. Most notably, he was the special guest referee for the tag team match that saw Hulk Hogan and Mr. T take on Rowdy Roddy Piper and Paul Orndorff at the first WrestleMania in 1985. I'm Trey Thomas.
A Catholic charity in Texas that helps illegal immigrants as they enter the U.S. will be allowed to stay open for now. A judge has blocked the state attorney general from shutting down the Annunciation House in El Paso. The ruling said that AG Ken Paxton had been acting without regard to due process and fair play. It blocks any action from the state until the court reviews the constitutionality of the case. Paxton had accused the charity of participating in human smuggling. He said the shelter for people processed and released by the Border Patrol was essentially a stash house. And the warden and three other top managers were ousted Monday during a surprise raid at a Northern California federal prison. It's an apparent escalation of a years-long sexual abuse investigation at FCI Dublin. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at AutismSpeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Ezra Safety Training, old, stale, and hacked. Ezra Safety Trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Okay, there you go. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday. Oh, yeah, so let's get into it and start talking a little bit about everything that's going on inside of the multiverse. Not so much the multiplex today, but more the multiverse. Anyways, Haitian gang lord Jimmy Barbecue Chrisier tells ABC News that violence at the Port of Prince will end when Prime Minister Ariel Henry steps down. Also, Barbecue committed to reopening access to the Capitol and ending attacks on police immediately upon his resignation. Gangs reportedly control more than 80% of the area. Henry came to power in 2021 after the assassination of his predecessor. Despite commitments to hold elections in the meantime, Henry has not yet done so. Before leaving the country to drum up some international support, Henry committed to holding an election in August of 2025. Hold on, August of 2025? That's some time away. This is according to ABC News. So what do you think there? Interesting stuff is what I had to say. Meanwhile, over the weekend, President of El Salvador posted on X that we can fix it regarding the violence, chaos in Haiti, adding that that he would need a UN Security Council resolution, consent from the Haiti leaders, and funds to pay for the mission expenses. Also, won the re-election to the second term last month after spending recent years aggressively cracking down on gun violence. This is via Barongs. So there you go. What do you think? Do you think that we should get some other people moving around and trying to do some stuff? I never know. I always ask these questions because I'm always like, well, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to talk about it or not?
Always replicated, but never duplicated. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, two sled dogs on different teams have died during the, during a race in Alaska. The Mushers respectively scratched or voluntarily quit following their death. In response to the news, people for the ethical treatment of animals issued a statement calling for the despicable race to end. The winner is expected to cross the finish line today or tomorrow in Nome, Alaska. This is according to AP News. What do you think about these things? I mean, I don't know. What's the purpose of this thing? I mean, what's the purpose of a lot of things? But, I mean, I guess that can get us into a whole other mess. Take a listen to this one. The first official weekend of spring break along Florida coast was less rowdy than years past. While the beaches in Miami and Fort Lauderdale were still lined with those looking to get loose, officials said that they were kept mostly under control thanks to part of new restrictions. In a pre-spring break video, local authorities announced that beaches will close, are you ready for this, at 6 p.m. There will be DUI checkpoints and a stronger police presence in the area than years prior. In an effort to avoid the criminal activity that has occurred in the past, last year there were two shootings in just 36 hours in Miami Beach. This is according to the New York Post. Now, some other stuff that they're not telling you. I think it's with the exception of one parking garage. All the parking garages in the area were $100 flat rate for the day. Yeah, $100. That would be $100 to park your car. I mean, that's going to discourage a lot of people in regards to doing that. I mean, no doubt about it. So some stuff to think about. So there you go. So I was going to tell you about the Airbnb stuff, but that's already been said, so I don't think I need to go into that. In 1930, German astrologist, archaeologist, I can't even speak, excavating ruins in Egypt, discovered a massive statue of Ramses II. That was the missing to the top and head. The remains of the statue depicted in the Ramses II is sitting down. So, inspections of the back praising the ruler have been on the lookout. So, a team has discovered now a 12.5-foot top of the statue, including the Ramses II head wearing a tall crown. Research teams are working to preparing the fragments of the display to show how they would have looked if they were properly, I guess properly still together, because there's just no other way to doing that. So what do you think? Is that something you would care about? I mean, that seems like a lot of work for something that people might not care about. But maybe then again, you might care about it. Who knows? Anyways, with that being said, let's bring in some Erin Royale for her to tell you what the hell's going on with some money matters.
Former President Trump says a TikTok ban would only empower Facebook.
The thing I don't like is that without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger. And I consider Facebook to be an enemy of the people, along with a lot of the media.
Speaking on CNBC Monday, the likely Republican presidential nominee said that there's a lot of good and there's a lot of bad with the Chinese-owned TikTok. But he predicted that banning it could help Meta, which owns Facebook, double in size. That contrasts with the view of President Biden, who said he would sign a bill to ban the app if Congress were to pass it. Trump says the U.S. needs to have better online safeguards.
We have to very much go into privacy and make sure that we are protecting the American people's privacy and data rights.
U.S. national security officials have warned Biden that TikTok remains a security threat because it's owned by a China-based company. Americans expect high inflation to stick around over the next few years. That's according to the New York Federal Reserve's survey of consumer expectations. The expectation is that the inflation rate will be up 3% in a year from now. Consumers also anticipate that inflation will hover around 2.7% 3 years from now. Central bank policymakers, meanwhile, project that inflation will fall to 2.1% by 2025. Tuesday marks Equal Pay Day. It's the date that symbolizes how far into the year that women have to work to earn what men earned in the previous year. The Labor Department says women in the U.S. earn about 20% less than men on average last year. Krispy Kreme is offering free donuts for St. Patrick's Day. Silvana Anau has the delicious report.
The chain is introducing four new varieties and bringing back the popular original glazed donut in honor of the holiday. You can get them starting today and for a limited time at participating stores. Also, if you wear green while visiting a Krispy Kreme in store or via the drive-thru this coming weekend, you can get one free original glazed donut.
Consumer and business news, Erin Royale, NBC News Radio.
Okay, hold on. I'm a little confused here because she said original glazed donut. What is the original glazed donut? I thought it was the donut that they sell that they already called the original donut. So did it go away? But then again, I'm going to make sure that I reference this. I am not a frequenter of Krispy Kreme, so that could be a hard thing to answer, I would imagine. I don't know. It got weird there. Got weird. So let's continue talking. Let me give you what I found. The Dow gained about 46 points to close at 38,769 on Monday. The S&P lost about 5 points to close at 5,117. And the NASDAQ lost about 65 points to close at 16,019. Yeah, 16,019. West Texas Intermediate closed at $78 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $82 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.39. And Bitcoin surpassed record highs on Monday. You ready for this? Trading right around $72,000. Yeah, 72,000. $3,000. There was more than 3,615 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, and about 125 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $735 million jackpot or a $356.7 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, now we're playing. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there, no doubt about that. So what do you think? Are you ready to play? I mean, some people would want to play, that's for sure. Anyways, take a listen to this. A U.S. Navy seaman, second class from Michigan, who was on the USS Oklahoma at Pearl Harbor when it was attacked by Japan in 1941, has been identified. Raymond Boynton was 19 when he when the surprise attack occurred, launching the U.S. into World War II.
Pretty sad. It was sad. Yeah, I think anything like that is sad. It's an honor as well, but it's still sad.
That's Harry Zees. He's the lone surviving nephew who says his mother never fully accepted that Raymond died at Pearl Harbor because his remains hadn't been identified. Since the USS Oklahoma project began to identify the unaccounted for service members who were at the battleship, 356 have been individually identified, and the defense, or POW and MIA accounting agency, say that it means that everyone who was on board has been accounted for now. Harry Z says the remains of his uncle, Raymond Boynton, have been identified over 82 years after he was killed at Pearl Harbor.
It's like me going to the wall in D.C. and seeing all your brothers and stuff on there. It's same thing. Sad, but still respectful.
Sad, but still respectful. That's definitely the way to take a look at it. A West Michigan state senator has introduced a bill that would let voters decide if the state should stay on standard time all year and not spring forward every March. Republican Senator Thomas Albert says that he has asked the constituents twice a year why we are observing daylight savings time.
I took my kids to church yesterday morning. I had 2.5-year-old twin girls. It was a disaster. They were super tired. And then by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm struggling to keep them awake. And as a parent, it's like, why am I doing this?
Because that's what we do. Albert thinks that health would be better by staying on standard time, which would align with the state with central time, is what he's saying. So in the in the summer, in the eastern time, in the winter, he says that it will take public pressure to get the bill up for a committee vote, and also the vote on the Senate floor. Albert says the issue will fall by the wayside unless people make it a priority. Also, Thomas Albert has the bill with the Michigan State Standard year-round. Take a listen.
This is an issue where twice a year I have constituents bring it up to me. They ask the question, why are we doing this?
So they just come up to you twice a year and say, why are we doing this? That's kind of a random shit to somebody to just come up and ask you, don't you think? I mean, that's weird. Hey, why are we doing this?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, like I always tell people, storytelling at its finest, that's what you have to do. So there you go. Anyways, 100 migrants were caught on video racing across the border in San Diego area on Sunday. Trey Thomas wants to tell you all about it.
Laura Ramirez shot the video as she was crossing through the port of entry into San Diego.
Saw a lot of women, children, men crossing. As a mother, I did really worry about the children. I saw children falling down, getting just pulled, trying to run.
NBC 7 San Diego says the large group crossed a half mile from the port of entry on Sunday. I'm Trey Thomas.
Okay, thank you, Trey Thomas, for that information right there. So was she going through the port of entry and recording it at the same time? And then she was on a news story? Because that's kind of weird. Like, seriously, that's weird. Not like a little weird. I mean, that's strange. Like, just straight up strange. So there you go. Anyway, several states will be holding a presidential nominations contest today in the path of November general election. Brian Shook
has some more information for you.
Voters will head to the polls in Georgia, Hawaii, Mississippi, and Washington. Trump's expected to clinch the nomination when the voting is done, Biden probably by next week. Both candidates held dueling rallies in Georgia Saturday as they campaigned to win the critical swing state in November. I'm Brian Shook.
Yeah, you know that jaw-clenching thing in regards of, clinch the playoff berth and all that other weird stuff, that people use when they're talking about all these weird things. But, man, what happens sometimes? So there you go. What do we got going on here? Let's talk real quick. Do we want to talk about the Biden no apology? Let's do that. The White House insists that President Biden did not apologize for using the word illegal in connection to the rape and murder of Georgia college student. More from Mark Mayfield.
Biden told MSNBC he regrets he used the word illegal when talking about the man accused of killing Laken Riley and should have called him undocumented instead. After he made the remark during his State of the Union speech, Biden took heat from top Democrats for using the term. Republicans now accuse Biden of focusing on words rather than Riley and the immigration crisis. But on Monday, the White House says that Biden never actually apologized. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Okay, thank you, Mark, for that information right there. President Biden is unveiling his sweeping budget proposal for his potential second term. Mark Mayfield has more.
The budget aims to reduce the federal deficit by $3 trillion over the next decade by raising taxes on the wealthy and corporations. That includes a 25% tax rate on billionaires. It also includes provisions to strengthen Medicare and Social Security, as well as boost manufacturing and create clean energy jobs and tax credits for first-time homebuyers. The budget is unlikely to become law in the divided Congress. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Okay, thank you very much for that one. Oh, and you know we had to get there at some point. It's the road to the White House.
Road to the White House 2024. Former President Trump is on the campaign trail. He spoke at a rally in Georgia over the weekend where he thanked voters for their support.
I want to thank the millions of incredible supporters whose hard work and devotion have led us to this incredible moment in history. You know, this is a movement the likes of which this country has never seen before.
Trump said this year's election is the most important in the country's history and urged people to vote this November. He criticized his rival Joe Biden, saying his immigration and economic policies have destroyed America. Trump invited everyone, including those he calls disillusioned Democrats, to vote for him in the election. In Washington, I'm Brian Shook.
Okay, thank you, Brian Shook. I mean, isn't every election the biggest election to ever occur until that moment in time? I mean, I always kind of feel that that's the general consensus of what people say. I could be wrong. I don't know. What am I talking about? Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So I guess we have to do that thing that we do around this time. What do you think? Should we do it? Maybe so.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about story of the main of the story, because it is always an interesting time when we get to hang out and talk about these big things that go on inside of this multiverse. The things that we get to talk about inside of this world, and the things that we sometimes get to pick and choose. I mean, I guess you can kind of put it that way. So let's talk about this, because there's always a good time to have a discussion about things. There's always a good time to discuss this and to discuss that and to go over, this is what production does, this is what operation does, this is what my relationship does, this is what my non-relationship does, this is what I do with my friends, this is what I don't do with my friends, this is what I do with family members. I think you're getting the point here. I don't think I need to go down a little, if anything else in regards to that. But isn't there times in life that you technically are choosing the battles that you opt to go into? And when I say battles, I mean you can pick whatever the hell that means. It can be conversations. It can be those things where people are going, well, you didn't talk about this. You should talk about that. You shouldn't talk about this. So I saw this yesterday. Actually, matter of fact, my wife saw this yesterday, and she said, hey, take a look at this. And I was like, hey, I think this might be a good idea for us to talk about today. So choose your battles. The agony of staying silent to keep the peace and seeing no change. That's one option you can do. The other portion that you can do is the agony of speaking up by causing tension that could lead to the change. Now, think about that for a moment. How weird of a world that we're in sometimes, that you have to look at it from two different perspectives, that you look at it and go, well, if you do it that way, it might make more sense than not doing it at all. But then if you do it this other way, it might make sense by doing it that way. It's like, what kind of world and universe do we live in that you have to do it both ways? So as I looked at this a little bit more, it says, choose your battle. Only one brings true inner peace. Shout out to everyone doing the daily work of causing tension that could lead to change. And when you kind of take them both into perspective, it's an interesting one. And the reason that I say this is because of the following issue. If you have the agony of staying silent to keep the peace and seeing no change, that's one thing. And the agony of speaking up and causing tension that could lead to change, that's another. So which camp do you feel that you're in? Which camp do you look at and go, this is the way that I am? Now, listen, we can sit here and have that weird conversation that people have to have in regards that this is the kind of person that I am, in regards of nobody else is around, and that's the kind of person that I am. But if I'm around people, this is the person I am in general, blah, blah, blah. I am one of those people, regardless of what I am, I am one of those people that can't keep my mouth shut. If I don't agree with something, I have this inner function that I can just not shut up. And I have to speak my mind. It drives people that are close to me crazy. So I when I look around, there's not that many people. But that's the whole point. It's the good, bad, and the ugly is the way that I always look at it. So at the end of the day, do you stand for what you believe in? Is the agony of staying silent to keep the peace and seeing no change worth it? Or are you the type that goes, the agony of speaking up and causing tension that could lead to change is worth more? I mean, I don't know. It's all going to be a version of perspective, and it can apply to so many different things. And that's where it can get extremely weird.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. No, you won't. Because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. 1 in 6. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
I don't know what to say. When you dance like that, you show me how absurd we are. But the night is young, so we soldier on. Does anybody know where we went?
Okay, there you go. 43 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. We are still simulcasting on Radio Big and Safety FM. Because I'm definitely in the Safety FM studios, no doubt about that. This right here, yeah, this is Oceanic, by the way. This one's called Change Your Mind. Some good times right there. So there you go. Some changing your mind. The song's readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music if you want to give it a little ringer-inger. You know, a little download action. Little stream. Thanks to Oceanic for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Change your mind. Oh, the amount of people I get to hang out with that change their mind about stuff. It's good times. Anyways, there you go. Let's get into the move and the groove of things that are going on inside of the multiverse. So let's talk about this. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you will see that there's all kinds of information that's readily available, including phone numbers if you need immediate help and things that you can do to go to 24-hour helplines. So keep that in mind as we are moving and grooving. To write love on her arms, TWLOHA.com. So there you go. Anyways, let's get into some other news of some things that are going on. It turns out that despite that old saying that you actually can BS a BSer, in spite of the fact that people who are often exaggerate or downright lie often think that they can tell someone else is doing the same thing. A new Canadian study has found that these BSers are actually more likely to be fooled by misleading information. A team from the University of Waterloo worked with over 800 volunteers in a series of trials examining their lying skills. They determined that they more frequently are a person that tends to be untruthful. Yeah, so the more likely that you are to be duped by various types of misleading information is regardless of their cognitive ability. This tells you that you need to know about the people who repost some of what has been going around online lately. That's the first thing to think about. The other portion is that if you think I'm lying, I'm not sure what that says about you. Now, think about that. You know that there's going to be arguments everywhere in regards to that story. If you think that person's lying, the reason why you think that is because that person, because you think that because you lie. What? Yeah, you got that. All kinds of weird stuff.
Duh.
For sure. So there you go. I don't know. Some things to think about as we are hanging out. Anyways, let's get into some more news stories. Always a time to do that. So take a listen to this. Governor Wes Moore from Annapolis has announced that Blink Charging is establishing their global headquarters in Maryland.
We are thrilled to be here at Blink to watch the expansion of not just how Maryland is going to lead in the EV battery technology, but also this is about advanced manufacturing. This is about jobs. This is about opportunities for families and economic growth for our state.
Okay, so the provider of electric vehicle charging equipment, HQ, and new manufacturing facility are contained within a mixed-use Melford Town Center. And Bowie, Governor Moore has joined, was joined by company officials and partners on the local, state, and federal level for Monday's opening. The governor says that Maryland will be a leader in clean energy transition and increase economic opportunity for all, with the goal of reaching 100% clean energy by 2035. So what do you think here? I mean, it gets interesting. Of course, everybody wants to be clean energy and get involved with all that kind of fun stuff because you look at it and go, hey, you don't want to be on the other side of the spectrum, I would imagine. So there you go. Let's talk real quick about some other stuff that is going on. Top intelligence officials are warning of the greatest threat facing the U.S. and the world. Lisa Taylor has more.
During a hearing on Capitol Hill Monday, Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines says authoritarian powers are increasing, trying to undermine U.S. interests. She warned that China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea are expanding cooperation with one another, highlighting the need for sustained U.S. leadership. Haines added that emerging technologies like AI have enabled bad actors to carry out significant attacks on institutions around the globe. There's also been a massive increase in ransomware attacks, with U.S. entities the most heavily targeted. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Okay, thank you, Lisa Taylor, for that. Take a listen to this one real quick. House Democrats want more federal funding for cities and states dealing with influx of migrants. Lisa Taylor has more.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Lori Trahan and Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette wrote a letter to the House Subcommittee on Homeland Security seeking $3 billion for federal emergency management agency shelter programs. 18 other House Democrats signed the letter. I'm Lisa Taylor.
$3 billion. Hey, now. So there you go. NASA Administration Bill Nelson, our administrator, Bill Nelson said that the state of NASA is strong and getting stronger as he announced the President's Biden budget proposal for the space agency for the coming fiscal year on Monday.
And that budget is $25.4 billion. That's an increase of $500 million over the previous fiscal year, 24.
In this annual State of NASA address, Nelson said that the space agency fared better than many other agencies as lawmakers seek to cut spending as the national debt continues to grow. Nelson says that NASA will continue its work to send humans back to the moon and on to Mars and beyond. Bill Nelson thanked the space agency employees for their hard work, and he gave his annual State of NASA address.
What we know in the past as the dream, it continues. The dream is alive.
I hope so. That would be kind of weird if the dream was dead. Anyways, Nelson says that NASA continues to reach for the stars, and the Kennedy Space Center, as always, will be in the thick of the action.
Those launch pads, Apollo 11, the first to land on the moon, and just last week, Crew 8, and those pads that Artemis 2 and all of Artemis will launch.
Artemis 2, so there you go. Anyways, New Jersey Senator Bob Melendez is pleading not guilty for new charges. Liz Warner has more information.
Senator Menendez was arraigned in a New York federal court today on a superseding indictment that charges him with obstruction of justice. The Democrat was indicted on 12 new criminal charges, including conspiracy to commit bribery, fraud, extortion, and conspiracy for a public official to act as a foreign agent. The charges are related to a years-long corruption and bribery scheme involving the governments of Egypt and Qatar. Menendez's trial date is set to start May 6th. Liz Warner, NBC News Radio, New York.
Okay, thank you, Liz Warner, for that information right there. No doubt about it. The University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, wants to help students in building resilience and overcoming burnout. Nicole West and Lydia Hill Institute for Human Resilience explains what the new GRIT program means.
GRIT stands for Greater Resilience Information Toolkit, and it is a program that teaches you how to reach out and make meaningful connections in times of stress or community disaster.
On Monday, the Lydia Hill Institute invited two Olympians and a burnout expert as a keynote speaker to talk about overcoming issues with confidence. They told people that about coping strategies and resources to reach out while being your authentic self. The GRIT program aims to provide the tools to strengthen your own resilience and strength, as well as the person in your community that others can turn on. Well, I would imagine turn to, not turn on, because that would be kind of weird. It started as an online program. During the program has since then grown by 37,000 people in 30 countries. So they're definitely on to something. With that being said, let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Scott. James Goldsmith said, "If you see a bandwagon, it's too late." What a fun quote. Have you ever been the start of a bandwagon? I've only had that happen a few times, and it's kind of weird. I'm not one to set trends. I'm not even one to follow trends. I kind of do my own thing. But I remember moving to a new community and I noticed nobody was really doing events for families. I asked a business in the downtown area if we could use their parking lot. Then I set up a schedule for 13 weeks in the summer and I found sponsors to help realize my vision. By the end of the summer, thousands of people had been to these events. It was pretty cool. And it was fun.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
The CDC is changing the rules for COVID, treating it like the flu. There is no longer a five-day isolation period, but experts say that only tells part of the story.
When they return to work or school, they're supposed to still take measures. This is the part that gets, I think, left out.
Dr. Jason Bowling with the University of Texas Health System says those recovering from COVID should still wear a mask if they're around large groups of people. The CDC rules, he says, are meant to reflect what's happening in the real world. They also make it easier for employers to begin treating COVID like they treat other respiratory illnesses. Indiana is among 17 states across the U.S. reporting cases of measles. The Indiana Department of Health confirmed one case recently in Lake County. That's the first report in the Hoosier State in nearly 5 years. Health officials say the risk to the public is low, but they're still encouraging adults and children to get the MMR vaccine. Health update, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
a show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, thank you for that right there. Let's get into some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2020, the NHL announces a pause in the 2019 season due to COVID-19. Also, the NCAA men's basketball tournament was canceled over concern of the virus, marking for the first time that March Madness was not held since the beginning. Back in 1939, the women's tournament was also canceled. So that happened back on this date. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Lauren Holt turns 33, Danny Jones, 38, Jamie Alexander, 40, Aaron Eckhart, yeah, he turns 56 today, Daryl Strawberry, 62, Marlon Jackson, 67, Steve Harris, 68, Dale Murphy also turned 68, James Taylor turned 76, Mitt Romney turned 77 today, and Lisa Minnelli turned 78. So there you go. That's some birthdays for you. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's National Girl Scout Day, National Working Moms Day, National Plant a Flower Day, National Organize Your Home Day, International Fanny Pack Day, and National Baked Scallops Day. Talk about some things that are out of the ordinary. That is for sure. What do you think there? Or is there anything you're looking forward to celebrating? Because you could. You have some options there. No doubt about that. So here you go. If you need a random joke for today, it should sound something like this. Fun fact, if Celine Dion sang just the vowels of her name, it would be the lyrics of Old MacDonald Had a Farm. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. If you were in charge of renaming things to make objects' names more accurate, what would you come up with? Some suggestions are bread, raw toast, donut sugar bagel, tissue sneeze paper, gloves, finger pants, feathers, bird leaves, ice cubes, water with corners. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. According to a report, check the answering machine is the number two phrase that went extinct thanks to the modern technology. What is number one? You ready? Be kind, rewind. That would be the number one that went bye-bye. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for hanging out with me and taking a listen to what the hell we have going on here. If you hang out on this show, if you hang out on the station, better saying, you will get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus. He'll be coming in here in the next few moments and taking over and doing the things that he does, talking about the world of safety consulting. If you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm and listening to music, talking about news and all that kind of fun stuff. So you're more than welcome to come over there and hang out if your heart desires to do so. So there you go. That's some options for you for things to do. No doubt about that. So if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Happiness is hold on. Happiness held in the seed. Happiness shared is the flower. So there you go. Happiness held is the seed. Happiness shared is the flower. Keep that in mind. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. And that is the listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
speak.